and help them in ways that my license didn't provide. Mm. I provide, allow me to do, especially the nutritional. Lifestyle is a huge component in ADHD and depression and, you know, hormonal imbalances that lead to all kinds of psychological imbalances. Mm-hmm. So, Monique is a staff helping people have their lives.
Sure.
And, but what I've done since 1990 is use a device called a Lipotron. It's an optometric device. It's been approved by FDA for maybe 50 years or more.
Okay.
And optometrists use it. Jacob Lieberman, who presented our Kenko light at the convention, has used it. Optometrists will typically just put a person on the light for, say, 10 minutes or more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a complex device. That's its drawback, because you really have to be trained to use it. As a psychotherapist, I would work with a person for an hour using the Lumitron. And I want to share one case I did, because the result was so dramatic, and the man wasn't a candidate. He had stage 4 prostate cancer. And the reason I treated enough for people who had physical quite a few people with different cancers. And there's a field called psychoneuroimmunology, which is that the theory is that if you can have a person understand, become conscious of some of the emotional issues that contribute to their dis-ease as they are, if you are supporting their physiology in some way, that they can achieve a balance. Again, the body can achieve a balance on its own. So, and the light machine is highly suited to that. And the reason is that light is only light when it goes in the eye.
Exactly. Now, before we go down that uh-huh. road, because that's the definition where you're leading, is what I used the other day to explain to our 12-year-old why Daddy continued to insist on setting under this great light to deal with the, you know, head issue that he had picked up somewhere in about from Africa back to the U.S. Because my voice doesn't sound quite as raw as it does right now. But what led? I want to ask the question: what led you to, in your practice, to go and pick up a Lumitron? And is this something that anybody, you know, just buy or what?
You would need to have some sort of credential. It costs $10,000
when you purchased
it. When I purchased it.
What
and
it today?
The shipping was probably, that was in 1990.
Okay.
The shipping cost, because it's, how much does it weigh? Several hundred pounds. So the shipping was quite a bit of money. And I was trained.
Okay, so there's training that goes with utilizing Lumitron.
Yeah. I had a mentor who was just a brilliant man, Stephen Vasquez, at Vasquez, and he mm-hmm. could be Googled.
Okay.
And he's worked extensively. I don't know now, thousands of people. With every kind of physical issue that you can name, you know, and things that that traditional medicine says they don't understand and they can't cure.
Sure.
And his approach is pretty simple. That from the optic nerve, as soon as it's entered your eye and it's gotten to the optic nerve, which is just the very next little thing,
mm-hmm.
it's energy. It's just pure energy. And it goes directly to the hypothalamus in the brain. The hypothalamus is just magical. It controls a thing called, well, let's not go into the name. It controls a whole energy center in your body that runs from the top of your head to the bottom of your spine.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects your hormones. It affects just about everything. Your brain basically tells your body what to do.
Okay.
And how to do it. Now, the machine that I used was very complex. I had a lot of decisions to make. And it was a challenge. And the gentleman that was my most traumatic case was a real challenge. His wife was very worried. We were in a church group together. He had stage 4 cancer of the prostate. It was stage 4 because it had metastasized to the bladder. And I said, well, I think I can help, and I'd be happy to do it for free. Well, that's all you need to say, and then people are right there.
Oh, sure.
Except for this man. He said, well, my wife is insisting, and I really don't want to, but I will to make her happy.
You not quite a double-blind study, but at least a single negative study here.
It's a very negative study. He
okay.
was not a candidate.
Okay.
And I said, well, I can't do it unless you will promise that you will come every day for 1 week.
Okay.
And spend 1 hour each time. So he agreed. And he only did it for that week. And then he quit. So I can tell you that in our session, he had no ahas whatsoever.
Hmm.
He just sat there and griped. But at the end of that week, he needed another PSA test.
Okay.
And lo and behold, his PSA was 25% lower.
Okay.
And for statisticians, about 1-1.5% is significant. That's all it takes to say it wasn't a placebo effect. It was because of what you were doing that you got this change. Well, 25% is huge.
That's dramatic.
Yeah. And it wasn't a psychological change, clearly, because he didn't want to be there.
Now, is your the Lumitron, the device, is it something that you'd literally, as in, and I don't want to make the exact parallel comparison that the Lumitron is exactly the same as
a
Ginkgo Bite. However, as you stated, once light passes the optical nerve, it converts to energy. I think that's the way you phrase it, which is simple enough to explain that if we're using a fluorescent light bulb or a standard BE light bulb, there is a difference. Not all, just like we say, not all magnets are the same. Not all light is the same.
Yeah.
And so,
I thought long and hard about this before the call, and so I actually want to give the good news and the bad news.
Okay.
Okay. The bad news would be that in the hands of a highly skilled person, you can do something very tactical with the device that I have.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad news. But the good news is that whereas I have to know exactly what I'm doing. I have to choose a color, and a frequency of my light flickers. So I have two variables that I have to control and get it right in order to start creating some change at the brainwave level. But the Kanko light is the most perfectly balanced. They have really outdone themselves. Nikan.
And I didn't even ask you, Pauline, in your tenure as a wellness consultant, back how far?
Well, since about 1985.
Holy smokes, okay. So you've been exposed to even the company before they came to the marketplace, or the North American marketplace, and one who has been part of the light therapy and using that. That's why I just want to preface that or lay that groundwork.
Yeah.
To establish why you're making that statement, and it's a pretty bold statement.
Well, it is, but they. I'm so impressed with Nikan. They're just. Dave Balzer, the amount of research. I was again thinking about for this fall the amount of effort they put into the sleep study, for example, before they engineered the new mattresses, is just incredible, because they want to make it, they want to make all their products be products that people use in the natural course of their life without doing any, making any extra effort.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my profession, that's my biggest obstacle, is patient compliance.
Sure.
Well, you don't need to worry about that with Kanko products.
Yeah.
And so this light isn't something you need to make choices about. The only thing you need to do is turn it on. And now I did have one other thought that I did want to convey.
Sure.
And I wanted to make an analogy to Siaga. If you drank your 1 ounce of Siaga every day in the morning, let's say, and then all day long you drank 1 or 2 liters of, say, Coca-Cola, you would probably undo the effects of that 1 ounce of Siaga. And I'm not sure about this, but if you're only spending 5 minutes in the morning with the Kanko light, and then you went to work where you sat under a bank of fluorescent lights all day in front of a computer screen or a bunch of bank of computer screens, Well, it might be similar to the 1 ounce of Siaga versus the 2 liters of Coke. You know, so I think you need to do a little more than 5 minutes with the Kanko light. If you had that kind of environmental influence.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think, and we're always talking to our clients about how they have to think in terms of total wellness.
Sure.
You know, we want people to have the right air and the right water and the right energy around them, especially when they're asleep. And So I just want to make that one caution that if you have a lot of really, really negatively impactful environmental factors surrounding you, you probably need to spend a little more time. If I was able to and I, say, worked in front of a computer all day, I would want to have my Kanko light sitting near the computer.
Okay, so basically the amount, let me rewind that, the when we look at the wellness home as a, we're making a dramatic change in the environment.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, let me just back up. The last week for the Rogers family, we have taken a child out of an environment of an orphanage or a transition home in Ethiopia and brought her into the environment of an Ekin wellness home with the sleep system, the air, the water, and the list goes on of everything that we're doing. And I'm not saying that she would have thrived without that. However, I've never seen a kid transition and adapt this quickly. I mean, it's been profound. So what you're saying is that the more extreme the environment, the better the value the body will receive if we increase the other factors of that environment, especially like a computer or somebody who's, you know, sitting in front of a TV for extended amounts of time, that, you know, or standing in front of a microwave. We all know these things,
good.
Things that we can alter. So you're saying we can literally give the body back the natural energy that it needs.
Yeah.
Through the optical nerve, which I thought that's a great porthole to get that into the, you know, kind of the conduit to get it into the body.
Well, let me explain why the body is so responsive to a wellness environment. We're just engineered by our master maker to seek balance and wellness.
Sure.
And it is the hypothalamus in the brain that is the organ that you can say knock-knock to, and you can remind it of what health is and how it feels, and it will take the ball and run. And say, oh, I remember, and I like this better, and this is how I want to be. And then like all things, you don't need to hit it over the head, no pun intended. The more frequently you remind it, the more able it is to start to perform in a way that's healthy and well. The hypothalamus. And then the hypothalamus sends its signals all the way down the spine. So, so the more often, the more frequently, even in small doses, that you can remember to tell it what wellness is, the more it'll perform.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, when the environment, if you go to work for 8 hours a day if you work as a cashier at a grocery store, chances are you're not going to be able to have your Kenko light at your cash register space.
Hope not. Anymore.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? But probably not. So then you'd need to come home and re-remind your brain what healthy is.
Mm-hmm.
And
what would you say, Pauline, is the greatest factor, the greatest benefit that can be derived from an ongoing daily use? And actually, let me state something that I learned from Dave Balzer years ago with another light technology that we had. Come on, brain, look in here, and I can remember what I always called it the far infrared light. The Kinko wave, and because somebody had asked the question on this call, Dave, why can't we make it so that the magnetics and the far infrared and the Kinko wave, this far infrared light, are all built into one and get all the great benefits of Nikon's technology into the body at one concentrated, you know, dose, all at the same time? And his response was sure brilliant, and I want to remind our listeners that This proves with this, with any other, you know, method that you're using to treat our bodies, in that we've got to allow our bodies a due process of law, per se, a time frame to actually absorb the benefit of what we're trying to expose it to. And he came back and said that, hey, you know, if you're using the Kinko wave, you're using the light, and you're alternating with magnetics, let's say the biaxial technology, the handheld palm, and he said you've got to give your body, so you say you're like you're working on your knee, give your body time to absorb each technology so the cells will actually derive the benefit. And if you don't give it time, then you're just kind of overdoing it. And is that the same with the Kinko light, that if we try and, you know, submerge our brain by laying under it for, you know, 6 hours, looking straight into it, is that is more beneficial or the same?
I'm so glad you brought up that and, say, the Power Mac.
Okay.
Because up until now, up until the Kinko light, a lot of the products we've had available to us, perhaps not the sleep system so much, but the far infrareds and the magnetics, they were very much emergency tools. You know, the far infrared was great if you had a burn, you had any kind of trauma, anything biaxial was just fabulous for that. And the Kinko light is not an emergency vehicle. It will be slower and longer acting, for sure. But it doesn't mean that you couldn't sit under it for 6 hours.
That's
the beauty of it. It's so completely, perfectly balanced. You wouldn't say, well, today we do say you can't be outdoors all day, but natural light, we were meant to be under natural light, and we were meant to be under natural light half of the time we're awake.
Sure.
And so you could be under the Kinko light for that long.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason not to be. But the better point is that it will be slower and longer acting.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll need to give it time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And again, you know, that was sort of the pros and the cons of my machine versus the Kinko light. I might be able to just, let's say, discharge a person after a month's worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. But a Kinko light is something that someone would just become addicted to.
Now you had
to. In fact, your mother said, "Well, I'm going to want 6 of these and have them all over the house."
You had to have been absolutely thrilled. Now, were you in Cancun when?
Yes.
Okay, so you had to be. Pardon the phrase, and I'll get in trouble for saying this, because I have before, but it bears repeating. You had to be almost peeing all over yourself with excitement.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Sorry for my crudeness, but I have a toddler in the home, and, you know, so, you know, body excrement. But you had to be just literally thrilled when they unveiled this.
Yes.
Because, I mean, coming from 20 years of experience, of working with this type of technology, and then to see it, as we say in the country, dumbed down or idiot-proof, to take something as complex as a $10,000 device and then convert it over to, you know, $175 wholesale, and then the portability factor, and then the no training factor, and all these other things. What was your response setting that?
Well, I think I did get in trouble. I was on the bus, and Dennis and Ruth Williams were sitting a few seats in front, and I said, "This could cure, you can fill in the blank." and Ruth had spun around, and she gave me a stare, and I said, "Oh, I didn't say that."
So, since Cancun. You've been back home in the States now for about, what, 6 weeks or so. What has been your, what's the word I'm looking for? What has been your, basically your mantra of looking at, again, all the technologies of the wellness home?
Oh, yeah. This is the, they have complete, when I said they outdid themselves, as far as I'm concerned, if I were only had enough money to buy one thing that they make, and this is hard, because, because you can't buy just one thing. You just can't. You know, you can't. How do you live without the water? How do you live without a sleep system? How do you, but if I could only buy one thing, it would be that, the Kenko Light. It, because, because it's so subtle. It's, I'm also a homeopath, and this comes the closest to homeopathy, I think, of anything, except maybe the water. It, of anything that we can have. Because it's so completely a do-no-harm device. You can live under it as long as your eyes are open.
Okay.
And just that. Just do nothing else. Just that. And it will affect everything slowly.
Okay, so
I wouldn't go so far as to say it could replace all those other things, but
sure.
But if I could only have one thing, that would be my choice.
Okay, because we noticed that at our Nikan product launch that the same effects that you'd get from doing a simple kinesiology or muscle resistance test utilizing the light, it was significant. It was not as dramatic as doing that same test on a pair of insoles or the far infrared wrap. But it was still significant on the gal that I pulled up out of the audience who was a guest who had never seen anything from Nikan and just was completely flabbergasted that looking into this light for a matter of 10 seconds would increase your energy level.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those things.
But
you know,
I took it home for a week. You know, and spent time with it. I bet that would out. Well, you would have permanently skewed her. She'd just be. It would be different.
Sure.
There actually wouldn't be a way to test it.
Okay.
But.
Okay. You know, as you're sitting here sharing, I foresee, and if you're open, we'll get a date nailed down. But I could really foresee, because I'm coming up with questions, but I know our audience, because of the brilliant people that they are, they will have a whole slew of other questions that in the 6 weeks, 8 weeks that we've had this product that. We're seeing that, hey, what about this? Is this, you know, we can't make any medical claims. We don't want to go say that, hey, I heard this call, and this gal treated the guy with prostate cancer, and his PSA levels dropped, you know, 25%. We're not going to run around and go, you know, saying that kind of stuff.
Right.
But there's a lot of other questions. So if with your permission, I'd like to go ahead and say, let's go ahead and say that we're going to light up a future call here, and just open it up for Q&A.
Okay.
Would you be keen on that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll juggle some dates and see, because I've got the kind of the next month lined up. But I want to thank you for taking the time to share, because what I've written down, I wish this was, of all mornings, that we could do a webcast versus a conference call. This would be the morning. I'm sitting with a headlamp, you know, strapped to my forehead, the earpiece on the landline corded phone. phone that I'm using went out about halfway through the call, so I've got my cell phone in my other ear so I can hear the audio, and then my mouth is still up to the corded phone. So we're really pushing the envelope as far as technology here. And, don't anybody send me any emails or suggestions of, you know, how to go buy a generator, okay? Because it's not going to help the situation right now, okay? So I just learned how to improvise. But all that said, Pauline, thank you so much for being on the call. This has been wonderful. Even in my candle light note-taking here, or headlamp. But I think there's some of the key issues that you've stated. You know, once light passes the optic nerve, it converts to energy. That's key. Just a simple, simple thing to share with people about the benefit of this Kinko light. Don't have to get a degree. Don't have to get as complex as what you used to do with your Lumitron. And the benefits are just going to be endless. And I also like how you stated over time, and that's key. We can't think we're going to go save all of the physical, emotional, and mental issues that human beings are dealing with on the planet. It's not going to happen overnight. However, we change the environment. The thicker the environment, the more we can help. And we've seen that time and time again. Well, at least over the 18, I didn't even realize December 2nd came and went, and that was our 18-year anniversary date.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. So, again, Pauline, and I just flipped my page over, I'd be able to pronounce your name, Antonakis. Okay. Has been our guest this morning, and I do believe, I say this hesitantly, I do believe the call was recorded. There was one of these dates coming up that Steve Crowfoot said he was going to be on the road, and he wasn't sure. So if it was not recorded, I apologize. But usually all these calls are recorded. You simply go to www.saturdayamlive.com, and you can catch the recording. The most recent call is the one up near the top of the page.